Welcome back. Well, there's little doubt that while the exceptional sunny weather over the past few weeks has been good for farmers bringing in cut grass for silage, the land is very dry and rain is needed immediately. And I see this week that the Minister for Agriculture, Charlie McConnellogue, has ordered a nationwide survey of silage and hay stocks as temperatures continue to rise. Met Éireann this morning are forecasting scattered showers in south and southeast, but scattered showers isn't going to be enough. But anyway, down in Limerick, where she farms with her grandmother Catherine, Hannah Quinn Mulligan has just finished bringing in the bales of silage. Well, she took time out to talk about the process and to hear Catherine's memories of haymaking in the past.
Are you nearly ready to come in, Hannah? Dinner is ready.
No, I'm not ready. Not ready yet.
You're not ready yet. You've been in that tractor all day long. What have you been doing?
I've been stacking bales. That's what I've been doing.
I reckon. Enjoying yourself, it looks like.
I'm enjoying myself so much. You can get up and stack the bales. I won't stop you.
No, I don't think.
Are you sure?
I don't think.
Because I've 100 done. I've the back broken on. There's a few more to go want to do it.
So, Hannah, how many bales did we get?
We got 8 bales to the acre, which is pretty good considering it didn't get any chemical fertiliser. It's all organic. And all I got was the slurry that we had at the beginning of this year. I think that's fairly average. There's definitely room for improvement. And we might sow some multi-species swards next year. I wanted to do it this year, but it was a bit of a balancing act between cutting silage in May and then waiting for the grass to be long enough to cut. And now the ground's just gone too hard.
I'm the old school. I brought out this picture to show you of my father and six other men.
Oh my God.
Making the reek.
That's huge.
It is. It was all the hay for the winter.
I mean, I feel like that's nearly the height of the statue shed beside us. It really is really high.
It was, yeah.
But that's huge.
Come with me and I'll show you how we got to that stage. First of all, this is a mowing machine, which was pulled by two horses. And
we still have it here on the farm.
And
it's
we still have
a bit
it
of a big, clunky metal looking yoke.
Oh, it is, the big wheels and look at the blade. You see that?
And that dropped down like
that's
that.
That's upright, but it dropped down when it was ready to cut. And so then the field would be cut, and everybody would be praying like mad for the weather to hold, because we didn't have weather like we're having at the moment.
I mean, it's not particularly wide. It's not a particularly big mowing machine. I mean, how long would it take? I mean, people talk about a couple of hours to mow maybe 20 acres now.
It would have taken a good bit of a day, best part of a day, I'd say.
Just bits of machinery going on and off in the background as well. But I think, is there another sound? Can you hear that?
Oh, that's the cuckoo. So that was how it was done. So I don't think I'd be up for.
Look at that picture. It's black and white. Which one's your father? I think I can tell. I don't think I know.
That's him there in the middle.
Yeah, the same cross face as you, I suppose.
Go away, you. He was lovely.
He looks lovely. Yeah. There's a handsome chap next to him as well.
Oh,
who's
yeah,
that?
He was. Yes. My father wanted me to marry him. I don't think I should be telling you that.
Yeah. He's very handsome.
Yeah, he was. I thought he was too old. He was a bit old. I wasn't very old. I suppose I was coming up to a teenager then, you see. I don't know. He was about, I don't know. Anyway, I can't remember.
I've been rattling around in the tractor now for a good few hours, and it is labour intensive, but that must have been incredibly hard work, were doing.
It's totally different. Before, it was all voluntary and it was a sort of, there was great camaraderie and it was exciting for us as children. Probably hard work for my mother, do you know? But then it never appeared like that. She was so capable and, do you know, she would be prepared.
I don't know if I'd prefer to be drawing bales than baking apple pies, though.
What do you think?
don't know, I think I prefer to be doing the silage and be outside in the tractor than stuck in the kitchen.
I was like that when I was growing up, because I used to get very upset. Oftentimes on a Sunday, my father would take the boys hunting for hares. They would hunt for a hare, and my mother used to make a lovely stew. And I'd be looking to go as well, and sometimes I wouldn't be allowed to because I was required to stay and help with the chores in the kitchen. But, yeah, that's how it was.
Don't worry, Granny, I'll let you have a go now with a tractor. You can bring in some bales for me.
I don't think I'd make a good job of it, honey. I know I can do the topping, but I think that's my limit.
Praying like mad for the weather, some things never change. Hannah Quinn Mulligan there with her grandmother Catherine at their farm just south of Limerick City.